Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, stop mailing checks, people. Scott, I'm talking to you.
Okay, what's going on?
If you're 90 years old or Scott, this next story is for you.
That's not fair.
A man has pleaded guilty to using what they call an arrow key and stealing mail in New York. And I'd love to hear from our postal carriers on this. Are you looking over your shoulder? Is your head on a swivel? Because there have been so many high-profile cases of these keys being stolen because it is, in effect, a universal key. And if you're trying to get in as a ne'er-do-well into someone's box, like the big community boxes of mail, it is the golden ticket to do so. So a 25-year-old has pleaded guilty to using one of those keys to steal mail in New York. This was a federal charge because it is the United States Postal Service. Antonio Jones of Buffalo faces 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine.
$250,000
fine. Now listen to this from his attorney. I don't think he understood the magnitude of his actions at the time.
Okay.
You know what that means? That's code for he didn't know this was a federal crime. Not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, he said, he was a pawn in a much larger organization that he, quote, had very little, if any, knowledge of. According to a complaint filed in October, police found a substantial amount of sealed and open mail in a car that Jones was riding around in with two others.
So the defense attorney is saying, well, he's not guilty because somebody else told him to do it.
He didn't realize the magnitude of the crime. That is code for he didn't know this was federal and he's going away for a very long time.
And I would bet he probably didn't even know how to endorse a check. I remember a couple years ago when I was in rehab, it was near the end of the month and I always go to the bank to pay my mortgage. You know that. And I called Sarah and I said, hey, you're going to have to help me out because I've got my card here at rehab. And I said, so go into the home office and open the desk drawer. There will be a checkbook there. And she's like, okay. I go, I need you to fill it out and run it over to CapFed. And I told her what the amount was.
She Googled the check game on The Price is Right.
And God loves Sarah. And she's the apple of her daddy's eye. And she goes, I go, honey, you don't know how to write a check, do you? And she goes, I've never had to write one, Dad.
Never done it.
And I ended up calling Heather Mead, my neighbor across the street.
You mind?
And she goes, what's going on? And I said, can you go across the street and help Sarah write out a check so I can stay in the house?
Listen to this. This was a sting operation that led to these arrests, and there was more than one. Law enforcement officials found before the traffic stop where they found these guys, right? They found all kinds of complaints in Buffalo about stolen and opened mail. So officials traced it back and figured out that it was a very specific collection of boxes that were being targeted for theft. One of the locations identified, they staked it out, they waited, and sure enough, here come three ding-a-lings. They get out of the car, they open the back of one of the mailboxes. The third guy's appearing to look as a lookout, police move in, arrest them, and basically the excuse was, we didn't really know what it was we were taking.
Okay, sure you didn't. You know, but you and I get the joke and your point, you know, about not writing checks because they can be stolen, they can be washed. But it's no different than if you told me don't use your credit card at a gas station pump because they're card skimmers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I'd rather you steal a check than get the numbers on my card.
My issue is, how would you ever know your mail was stolen?
You wouldn't until you got your bank statement.
We get junk.
Yeah.
We get bills.
Yep.
How would you know, you know, if there's something of significant value coming to you, and this story was in the Stack the other day, where a guy had his entire retirement savings check mailed.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that, Sam?
I do.
Mailed to him. Look this up. Mailed to him.
I'm just going to listen to the story.
And do you know what the institution said? Like, someone got into the mailbox. Let's say it was $192,000. It was his entire retirement.
And it was a cashier's check, which is easier to
it was a cashier's check.
Manipulate.
Someone stole it out of the mailbox or through the mail service or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cashed it. He is out. O-U-T, out, has no money for retirement.
Mm.
So I will tell you this. If it's a large amount of money, you guys, please don't have it mailed to you. Do an electronic transfer every single time.
The only thing we get in the mail, we get junk. We get bills. We get, like, statements from investments.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they've sold, if one of the mutual funds I have sells something and takes the proceeds and buys some other stock. Here's what I can't figure out. And I know probably legally they have to do it, but I get home last night from work, and I see that there is a check. It's a corporate check of some capacity.
And you can tell in the window.
Yeah, usually you can. But anyway, it was a corporate check, and it was made out to T, and it was from Advent Health over here.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, oh, she must have overpaid on a bill. We're going to Applebee's tonight. It was for $1.14.
Oh, don't spend that all in one place.
That's what I told her.
Now you can get that operation you've been needing.
I mean, why even bother? It's a dollar.
Listen to this quote from a postal police officer who gave an interview to The Sun. The Postal Service is under attack. It has become a very dangerous job becoming a letter carrier because thieves are going after postal carriers for these keys, thinking, now I can go all around town and steal the mail. Why do we still have the archaic lock and key system?
One size fits all.
That's your answer right there.
Mm-hmm.
So say that you are a postal carrier that services, I don't know, the Plaza, for example. Mm-hmm. How many condos, apartment complexes, multi-family housing units are around the Plaza that probably use a general mailing system where it's all in one spot? Well, then they have to go down to Scott's neighborhood, and those are all community mailboxes. So now we have 78 keys.
You cannot tell me, Sam.
On one key ring, and they look like a janitor plus.
Of 2025, you cannot tell me there's not another way to do it.
Like some sort of electronic
something
thing on your
something.
But then who's not going to hold up a postal carrier and take their phone?
I don't know what the answer is. It's not the universal key.
And the real answer is, yes, there is something, Dana, where they could do it like
a touchpad.
Well, similar to the two-factor authentication that we have here, many people have, where the code changes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They could do something like that and put in electronic touchpads. But the cost, and this would be a USPS cost,
would
to put those in at every single community mailbox, mm-hmm, would bankrupt an already bankrupt company.
913-586-7798. When we get back, another reason why being a postal carrier is extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.